And you're very welcome back to Lifeline now. I should be joined on the line by Anne Shields. Good morning to you, Anne.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Hope you're okay this morning.
Yeah, doing well, doing well.
Good. Now, Anne, you're going to tell us your own story. As I mentioned to the listeners, we had Dara on last week and explained she was a rapid transformational therapist. Now, it's quite new to Ireland, so I hadn't a clue what it was, but he explained all last week and it sounds really fascinating. But you went along to get help from Dara. Tell us about your own story.
Well, I suppose I would have sought out RTT online myself. Basically, I had lost both my parents in sort of quick succession of each other. And I was grief-stricken and I was just filled with a lot of anger. There was a lot of issues associated around with their passing. So my dad died in 2017 and my mum passed away in 2019. So about a year later, I was still kind of consumed with a lot of grief and anger and I knew it wasn't serving me. So I sought out RTT online because I would have heard of the therapy through just looking things up online, and found a number of therapists and contacted each of them, and Dara was the individual who spoke to me more. He just had such a wonderful personality and demeanor.
When you said you lost your parents quite closely, which is I'm very sorry to hear, and it's devastating to lose a parent, but to lose them in quite closely together, I said it was very very traumatic for you. Did you go for a bereavement counselling? Did you try other forms of therapy before you got in touch with Dara?
I did. I would have lost a child a number of years ago, Debbie, and I would have gone for bereavement counselling for that, and found it hugely beneficial. So again, I sought out bereavement counselling and I attended bereavement counselling, and it was very beneficial. It gave me a great deal of understanding around my mum and dad's passing and how things had happened, but I just couldn't get away from that sensation of anger, and it was eating me up inside, and I just knew that I had to seek something else, and you know, that's basically what took me to Dara.
And how did you know about, how did you find out? Because you said, even saying last week, Dara was saying it's quite a new therapy in Ireland. How did you know? Did you hear about this online, or had somebody gone to it before for this type of therapy?
I discovered it through YouTube videos. The creator of Rapid Transformational Therapy is a lady called Marissa Peer. She's a very well-known therapist, award-winning therapist, and this particular therapy has won many, many awards for just how progressive it is and, you know, what it can do for people. And I just thought, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if something like this was available in Ireland? And I just started at that point searching to see if there was anyone available who actually did it. And there were a few therapists in Ireland that did it. So, as I said, I reached out to them all, and Dara was the one who spoke to me. Like all things in life, if we're going to go, even if something as simple as our car, we want to find the best person to facilitate with making sure that our car is running perfectly.
Exactly.
Our bodies and our minds are so much more important than things like that, but we don't often spend the time to look for the right person to facilitate us with what we need. And for me, that person was Dara.
Great. So tell us.
He was an amazing therapist.
Tell us with the first protocol, you gave him a ring and made an appointment. So what is it exactly?
So it would have been quite a lengthy process, and the amount of time involved. Dara is very thorough. So we had a long conversation about everything initially. And then we would have gone into a regression therapy. And basically you are in a state of hypnosis. I mean, you're just deeply relaxed. You're aware, but you're deeply, deeply relaxed. And it's at that point that you can access information that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to access. We all form beliefs, whether they're good beliefs or bad beliefs, from a very early age. And Dara helped me to find the root cause of my anger issues relating to my siblings and my family. So I got to the root cause of all of that through the the process of this regression and hypnotherapy. And it sort of helped me to look at it much more objectively and to understand that at such an early age, I didn't have the capacity or skill or emotional development to be able to cope with understanding what was occurring around me, which was why I developed the certain beliefs that I did develop. And probably why things progressed as they did throughout the rest of my life. I saw a lot of patterns that I had formed as a result of these incorrectly formed beliefs that I had formed as a very young child. And through that understanding, it was like a release, something that I'd never experienced before. It's quite difficult to explain. It was just that prior to going into the therapy itself, I had a terrible tightness in my chest. I was always fighting for breath. It was almost like I felt like I was having a cardiac event, but I wasn't. Continuously anxious, but through this process of regression and, you know, observing it as a young child, there was a different level of understanding that came to it for me. And just the emotions attached to it became different.
And you said like that, I remember someone saying you hold tension in your chest, your head or your stomach. So you obviously held it in your chest and it was like a tightness or a brick in your chest. And when you went to Dara, and was this like just a couple of months ago or last year?
No, this, I'm actually only about 10, 11 weeks out from it now.
Okay, so you went when we were going through this COVID, so you did the Zoom call with Dara.
Yeah, and to be honest, I was kind of, thinking, gosh, is this going to work? We're kind of virtual, and I wasn't sure about it, but, at that stage, I was desperate. I needed something because nothing was working and the anger was literally consuming me. It was eating me alive.
And when you were put into that state of hypnosis, you were still aware of what was going around you. You could have come out of that. It's not. I was saying to Dara last week, a lot of people have that fear of being hypnotised, that it's like you see on the telly when someone's put on a stage and made to do actions like a chicken or something. It's not like that at all.
Oh, God, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, you are completely aware. You're just in a profoundly relaxed state.
That's great.
There's no fear or anything like that. I wouldn't, if anyone had any anxiousness associated around that, I would say, park those. That doesn't exist. You're in such a profoundly relaxed state. You feel so safe and supported that, no, there wouldn't be anything like that at all.
So it brought you back to where you were start feeling this.
Yeah, for me, all of this probably would have started around about the age of 4.
Yeah, well, they do say
and
that,
Yeah, I repeated patterns throughout my life up until where I am now.
And he was saying that last week as well, we're all born with no kind of worries or way of thinking really until about the age of 3 or 4. And then we kind of develop this. And even if it's not a nice place to be and you don't feel great with it, you feel, well, I've got through that and I was safe there, so I'm going to continue on feeling like this. Where we don't have to, there's a lot of people out there living, they could be living to their full extent of happiness where they don't know how to. It's kind of just changing your way of thinking. Is that what it is, really?
It kind of is, yeah. It's about gaining an appreciation that we as people are enough in the world, that we're enough, we have value, we are worthy of all the good things that life has to offer. And as you said, and as Dara instilled in me, that often we develop beliefs from a very early age that, are limiting beliefs. I'm sure we've all said negative things to ourselves, God, you're so silly, or, oh, you're so stupid, or... Mm. I know I have, but I am so far removed from that person now, only a number of months out from the transformation I feel in myself is phenomenal. Because when I first would have gone to Dara, I would have been so low and so just profoundly unhappy and sad and angry that I never would have thought I would have come so far away from that feeling.
And had you got this anger inside you for years?
Definitely from the point of when my dad became sick.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was exceptionally close to both my parents. They were amazing people. I was blessed to have them in my lives. They were just wonderful. They were so in love with each other. And, you know, I had a great relationship with them. We had a very open relationship, very caring. We could say anything we wanted to each other. So obviously when my dad became terminally ill, it was a huge shock to me. I cared for him at home with the support of some of my siblings and my mum as well. There was a lot of blessings in that. Then to lose mum afterwards, it was all devastating. And unfortunately, some issues kind of come up from that with families and stuff as well. So
it's an awful shock. It is a shock to lose someone. And the anger, I know part of grief is anger. They say that there's so many different, you know, emotions to go through when you lose somebody. And anger is one of them. But it's dealing with that and kind of letting it go and learning how to kind of go on and live, because we all have to go on living. But after the first session with Tara, did you feel a difference?
Oh, I mean, even that day, after going through the session with Tara, that day I felt kind of light. That heaviness in my chest was gone. There was an ability to breathe again. I could take a deep breath. I wasn't actually able to take a deep breath prior to this for months. It was horrible. I almost felt like I was suffocating.
Horrible feeling, yeah.
Horrible feeling. The next morning was absolutely probably the most profound experience, because I can remember waking with a feeling of peace and a feeling of ease and a feeling of just being so... It was like a state of grace. Is the only way that I can describe it. And it was so profound that it was almost bringing me to tears. But then I thought, you know, I'm not in that emotional state either. There was none of that horrible heaviness anymore.
It was lifted.
Yeah.
That was just after the first session.
That was with one session.
Jeez.
Now, having said that, Dara is obviously a very committed therapist. The aftercare that I would have received from Dara was amazing as well. He reached out just a number of days afterwards, and then at crucial key points afterwards as well, just to check in on how I was doing. You're given meditations to do. I do my meditations morning and evening. They're literally like the air that I breathe now. I would not be without them. And it's really just reinforcing everything that I learned from those sessions about myself. And the things that have come from it as well are quite phenomenal. Just the attention that I now give to myself.
Yeah.
The feeling that I have of self-worth. The feeling that I have towards just, you know, the possibilities in life. You know,
exactly.
Ooh, what will today have in store?
Yeah.
Or getting up and going out for my morning walk and just being in nature and loving all of those feelings.
Appreciating the things in
never,
life. Yeah.
That I would never revisit again. And I say all of this with a huge, big smile on my face, because, you know, I'm in such a happier place. And that's something that's said so genuinely. Whereas in the past, I would have told everyone, oh, I'm doing fine. I'm okay. Whereas that was the biggest, fattest lie that I could have ever uttered. I was trying to be okay for everybody else.
Yeah,
and
I
was literally falling apart. But yeah, if there was anybody out there who was in any dealing with any situation that they feel this is not serving me anymore, because that is where I found myself. I was stuck in a state of anger that I knew was not serving me, and I knew that I had to do something about it. And this was wonderful in the sense that it was rapid.
Mm.
It worked very quickly. The benefits from it are just phenomenal. Every day things seem to get better. Now, I'm not sort of painting in Mary Poppin Land. Obviously, we all come up against things in our days that are challenging, but in the past, where those challenges may have floored me, now that's just like, oh, okay, that's fine. Let's just pop that over there and I'll get to that in a moment.
You're learning how to deal with it. And how many sessions in total did you have with Dara?
One.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's Dara explained to me at the beginning that, you know, rapid transformational therapy is based on just that, the rapidness of it, that they don't anticipate, he wouldn't anticipate seeing somebody more than three times.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, this is supposed to work on such a deep subconscious level with such profound effects on the individual that, you know, there isn't that necessity to keep revisiting it, because once you have dealt with it, you get the freedom to move forward.
And you know, and you deal with it,
It's such a beautiful thing to be able to do, because I've experienced therapies at other stages. As I've explained, I had bereavement counselling in the past, and hugely beneficial it was at that time, but for this instance I was dealing with a lot more and I needed something else, and this was my answer.
And as you said, rapid, and it was rapid for you, which was brilliant, because you know, we can all live in a state where of different emotions that we shouldn't really be in. You know, we should be able to, as you said, kind of release that, I suppose, ball of tension in your chest or your stomach and knots, you know, that feeling, that horrible feeling. And people live with that for years where they shouldn't really have to.
And it's again, it's not about sort of, you know, letting go of, I'm trying to think on the best way to phrase it. It's a freedom from that, those feelings. It's not taking away that, you know, somebody didn't act appropriately or whatever, but you gain an understanding and a compassion towards other people through this process as well. So it deepens the understanding more for you.
To me, it's like if somebody is kind of stuck, like on a red light, and they just don't know which way to go or which way to think if they're in this kind of state of kind of complete, not even panic, but they're just kind of stuck in life, and they need to kind of be taught how to move on and how to deal with things. It's kind of just, to me, that's what it sounds like. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly where I was. I was stuck in that phase of anger, and I needed someone to help me to navigate my way out of that, to understand it and to navigate my way forward from it. And I just need to, it had been going on for so long, I just said, I need this to stop now. I didn't want to look into a year of therapy. I didn't want to look into 6 months of sitting and talking about it all, because I understood it all. I just couldn't move forward from anger that was associated with it. So for me, that really just kind of, you know, the RTT and Dara's direction with it, as it just brought everything to the forefront to a point where I was able to move forward and release all that and let it go.
Right. He sounds wonderful. I mean, talking to him last week, and I can't believe that was a month session, but for people listening out there today now, Anne, and they feel as you felt, probably not anger but grief or anxiety, depression, just stuck. You know,
anything at all. Yeah, if it was down to the simplest thing of, you know, being afraid to talk in front of people or anything. You know, Dara's facilitation is, you know, I would recommend anybody to just do it. If this had been available to me years ago, I would have grabbed it and run with it, because the benefits that I've gained literally in weeks has blown me away.
And
when you find something like this, you know, you want to share it with the world. And Dara has a unique skill. He filled me with confidence. The first time that I called Dara, I was crying. I was so low. One of the statements that I said to Dara, I will honestly say out loud, was, I don't really want to live anymore.
Yeah.
I don't see any future in life. I don't see any future in anything. And his entire attitude was, he was so confident, you know, that this is something that we can work on. this is something that we can change. And when we are done, you will look back and you will see such a profound difference in the person that you were and the person that you are going to become. And that is something that I feel each and every day now as a result of working with Dara Finlay.
Great. And Dara, I know we're going through COVID-19 and not many therapists are seeing people one-on-one, but he's doing Zoom calls, and as you did a Zoom call with him, and you got the benefits from him that way. So anyone listening today, just give him a ring. I'm going to give out his number and his details at the end of the show again, so if people want to get in touch with him. But listen, thanks a million for talking to us today and sharing your story, Anne.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
It was great talking to you, and you mind yourself.
I hope some of your listeners do manage to
reach out
to Darren and go for it, because he is an amazing therapist at what he does.
Brilliant. Okay, listen, thanks, Anne, once again for sharing your story.
Look
after yourself. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Anne Shields sharing her story when she went to Dara Finlay. And amazing. One session, and she said she felt the benefits of RTT, Rapid Transformational Therapy. And there you go, that was Lifeline for today. A big thank you to my guest, Anne Shields, who spoke to us about her own story and the therapy she received from Dara Finlay. If you want to find out any more about Dara's work, you can go on to his Facebook page, Dara Finlay Therapy, or you can give him a ring on 085 854 1152. That's 085 854 1152, or you can contact him on www.darafinlay.ie. That's www.darafinlay.ie. Amazing work he does there.